The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And let's get Super Glue. How you doing, sir?
I'm well. How about y'all?
Doing good. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and yours and Mr. Chip, too.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm curious. Where was that you were talking about? You said marker 26, but I can't picture that in my mind right now. Is that over by White Shell?
Well, it's between Sisters and White Shell. You know where the old Pirates Cove fish camp was?
Yeah, sir.
Right there.
I got you.
Yeah.
Close to that old boat ramp?
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, if you come out of Sisters and you go down that shoreline going west toward Whiteshell, when you pass where the actual fish camp was, it's like 150 feet past it, 200 feet past it.
My goodness. I see people used to camp out there all the time.
Yeah, I think they started running them off from there because that is private land. But, you know, I don't know who was running them off or whatever. I don't know whether the owner got the police to do it or whatever. But I thought the owner lived out of town or out of state or something other. But I know they used to camp out there quite a bit. And I don't know if the police run them off because they didn't have restroom facilities there or what. But I know there was people camping out there a lot. Matter of fact, a couple of years ago or a few years ago, there was, I think, a family with a semi-truck that pitched a tent out there, and they lived out there a couple of months. You know, and you'd see the truck gone for a few days and come back, you know, the semi-truck.
Did you say it was 150 feet off the shore?
No, it's further than that off the shore. It's probably 250 or so.
My goodness.
Yeah.
That ought to be a hazard to navigation buoy or something around there.
Well, if you get right there at that post at 26, and it's got 26 on it, you know, it's a day marker. If you come out of Sisters and you go west and you pass the old Pirates Cove fish camp where the shoreline goes into the old boat ramp there.
Yeah, sir.
All right. And then you get up by the post. You can be on one side of that post and it's 21, 22 foot deep. You get on the other side of the post and it jumps up to about 2 foot at low tide.
My goodness.
Yeah. So at high tide, you can get in there okay. But see, I was in there about mid tide. And just about another 100 feet past the manatee sign, you got that marker 26, then you have the manatee sign, and then about 100 to 150 feet west of that manatee sign is where that tall rock is.
I got you.
And that thing is, that's really bad. I mean, like I say, if somebody was to go in there and get, you know, hit the bottom of their boat on it, it could be, you know, a bad situation. So, you know, I'm just going to stop fishing in that one particular area.
Ms. Beth and I were cruising along over by where we were sheephead fishing the other day. This has been a couple of years back, and found that we ran out of water right there without much trouble.
Yeah.
It's that's a hard rock bottom right there.
Yeah, and you know, you kind of have to, you know, worry about places like, I mean, I tell people a lot of times about learning these creeks and stuff like that. You know, if you don't have a lower tide, like I was talking about, you know, a minus tide, then a lot of times you don't see these things. And I have fished that same area I'm talking where that tall rock's at. I have fished that thing for, you know, I don't know how many years. I mean, we're talking 30, 40 years I've fished in there in that particular area, and I've never hit that rock. Now I've hit the trolling motor on it and the gas motor on it twice in a week.
You must have just missed it 100 times in your life.
Exactly.
He was lucky for a while.
Yeah. I watch people go flying across when they go, you know, when we were sheephead fishing right there at Whiteshell Rocks, I see people go flying up into Whiteshell, you know, when the rocks are covered up.
Yes.
And, you know, there's not only rocks right there that go across the Whiteshell, you know, bank. But there's also scattered rocks all out there. There's one place over there that I know at lower tide, you can't see it until it gets real low. But there must be 50 foot by 100 foot of nothing but rock that sticks up like a little inshore reef, so to speak, that's over in that shallow. And I've seen boats, I don't know how many times, go right across that thing. They just must barely miss that thing.
Well, I sure hope y'all have a happy new year. Thank you for the tip on the big rock.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's probably 100 to 150 feet west of the Manatee sign. If you get in that area, you'll see Beacon 26, and then the Manatee sign is about maybe, I don't know what, 100 feet from it, mm-hmm. 75 feet from it, something like that, west of the 26 marker. But just stay on the riverside of that 26 marker when you go through there. But that's good, Billy. Tell Miss Beth we said Happy New Year to you.
Yes, sir, I will. It was nice visiting with you.
You too, Billy. Take care now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Need to say hello to Bob and CC Bueno. They just sent us a message and said Happy New Year.
Oh, good.
Bob from Bueno Boat Works. He's a good guy. CC does some amazing, well, he does too, but CC does some amazing work. They did my upholstery on my boat. But Happy New Year, guys. It's almost here.
Yep. Just one more day, and then when it's gone, it'd be 2018. Can't believe it. It's that really kind of snuck up on me for this year.
The older I get, it comes a lot faster.
It does. It really does.
A lot faster. So, I mean, this past year was a blur. I mean, with the storms and the weather and everything else and as many charters as we got to do, and, you know, we were blessed with some good weather and some great fishing, so... Curious to see what this next year brings us, and hopefully a little bit lighter winds and more fish.
Yeah, I'm hoping we get, because this year the winds, I mean, in the springtime even, mm-hmm. was terrible.
Yeah.
They were just, every time you turn around, the wind's blowing, you know, 20, 25 knots. I mean, I know looking back on my charters, the springtime was just, you know, and I like to fish the jetties a lot for sheephead and drum and bull red, stuff like that during the winter. And I know this past winter has been just, you know, pretty bad. Well, I was talking about having a trip for, you know, Tuesday to go out, you know, to the jetties, and now they're talking 10-foot seas.
Yeah.
For Tuesday. You know, 20, 25 knots with gale force gusts, and I'm going to have to call the guy today and kind of give him a little heads up, because I know he'll have to take off work. So he might as well go to work that day.
Mm-hmm.
try to reschedule another, you know, week later or 2 weeks later or whatever. We can get the same tide on about 2 weeks later. But, I mean, it's just days like that, you know, when you lose them, I mean, you know, you can fish the creeks, you can fish the river, stuff like that. But even at gale force gusts, that just gets to be not as much fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you can't really cast
just running to your spots.
Yeah.
When you see that white foam running across the river or the ditch, yeah. You're like, it's windy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't even have to cast. You just hold the rod up and open the bail up and let it go. It'll get there.
We were sitting one time, and we were catching trout. And this was in the wintertime. This was a couple of years ago. It was so funny. But we, you know, got to a couple of places. And I said, well, I really wanted to try on this tide, this particular spot, but we'll have to throw into the wind. And the guy's just like, well, I think we can do it, you know. But we were throwing with the wind the last two spots.
Yeah.
And I pull up there, you know, and I'm like, I'm not sure y'all can do this now, but I said, this wind's coming straight in our face on this bank. And they're like, well, let's try it, you know. And both of them went to cast. They had one on the bow, one on the stern. Both of them went to cast. One of them's lure landed in the boat. The other one's lure landed on the other side of the boat.
The other side.
I said, no, we ain't doing this. I mean, when they let go of that line,
yeah,
it's like that lure just stopped and came straight back to the boat. I said, no, we can go find them somewhere else. 222-8255 is the number to call us. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. And, you know, hopefully 2018 is going to be really good now that we've got President Trump in office. So hopefully looks like our taxes might be a little bit less and
true.
A little bit more money in our pockets. So hopefully that's going to work out. We'll be back right after this.
Dad. That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Benelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
For the finest custom embroidery and screen printing, call Stitches and Screens. Since 1988, Stitches and Screens has provided high-quality, eye-catching embroidery and screen printing services. Let our creative staff keep your staff, team, or school looking sharp. Call 246-7616. That's 246-7616. Make sure you visit our new user-friendly website at stitchesandscreens.com.
Stop by Dick's Wings, located at 14286 Beach Boulevard, showcasing football, NFL ticket, and voted number one for trivia in Jacksonville on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Don't forget Texas Hold'em on Monday night. Make it your place for hot wings, cold beer, good times, and their famous boneless wings, smothered with Cajun ranch sauce. Don't forget, Dick's Wings is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Service, located at 5615 West Kennett Boulevard, Jacksonville. TMS is owned and operated by Charlie. Call 904-573-0480. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 4. Closed Saturday and Sunday out fishing. TMS is an authorized warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, Power Pole, Cannon, Talon, Keep Alive Oxygen Systems, and much more. TMS sells and installs all electrical products for your boating needs, as well as batteries and charging systems. Go see Charlie and Linda for all your trolling motor needs. 573-0480.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today.
Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing show, and let's get Rob on. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Captain.
What's happening, Rob?
Not much.
Happy
New Year. Have you recovered from your boat ride?
Yeah, it was a little bumpy. I'm getting old, and when I get off those boats, when I do stuff like that, I feel it a little bit more and more. So,
looking at the pictures from his plane ride, I think I'd be a little bit recuperating from that too. That looked scary to me when you can't see nothing.
It was a little bumpy coming into St. Augustine. I'm glad we didn't go into Craig. Because that line of thunderstorms or that big front was right over Craig, and it was blowing like 23 knots or something like that.
And that was Thursday, right?
That was Thursday, yes.
Yeah, see, that's when they actually had a 36-mile-an-hour gust at Mayport, too. And, I mean, it was blowing 20, 25 with a 36-mile-an-hour gust. So,
yeah. Rob, I really like that new popping cork you made, by the way.
Do you, sir?
Yeah. He made this popping cork that has rattles inside the cork, and then he put a coating on the cork, and then it has a weight, but he put beads in the weight to lighten up the cork a little bit, and you can cast them in the wind a mile. I think I have one in the truck for you right now to try.
Okay.
But your client can cast them. What did you call them? Pro popper?
Just weighted popping cork.
Okay. I thought you were calling it the pro popper or something like that, but it's...
No, you need to come up with a name of it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Leon and I have been using them, and Tim Suter, is that how you say his last name?
Studer, yeah.
Studer. Yeah, he throws them on his kayak all the time, does really well with them.
Yeah, it's all about branding. Get you a neat little quirky name for it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that thing.
Well, y'all have the audience call in. They need it. Try it out to properly get a name for it.
Gotcha. It's pretty awesome.
The only place in town that had them was Browns Creek, and I believe they're sold out.
Gotcha. Well,
but
need
they
to get
can
some
always
more
call
over there.
Me. I hope to get them in strike zone here shortly.
Are they on a leader? Are they on a steel rod like the...
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
still
the,
a popping
Cajun
cork.
Thunders.
Yeah, I've got one in the truck for you.
Yeah,
they're the thing I like about it is the weight, because you know it's hard for a client. You know, if you get 2 feet of line out and fish one a little bit deeper, it's hard for a client to throw that.
Yeah,
because that's it's stretched out.
Yeah, that's why I always get the one with the brass, with the brass beads on it. You know, instead of the plastic, because those plastic beads they don't go nowhere, especially if the wind's blowing.
Well, with this one, into the wind, you can wing this thing. I mean, it flies. And especially if, you know, how we were talking about how you get so far off the fish in that shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
You can wing them way up there, you know, and give the client that visual look at the fish eating it instead of them sitting there and pulling it out of their mouth.
Yeah.
And you tell them, let them run off with it. But, I've got one in the truck that I made sure I brought for you. I forgot to give it to you earlier when we were down there. But, that one's that and the no-brainer. And I'm stuck, so, you know. But
popping cork like that, and I haven't done that in a while. I say in a while, in a few weeks, probably 2 or 3 weeks. But I do like throwing those corks up against the grass at high tide.
I like fishing them for trout, you know, using like a voodoo shrimp. And that voodoo shrimp is still one of my favorite plastics to put under a popping cork because it looks like a real shrimp. And if you put the Pro-Cure on it, it smells like a real shrimp. Yeah. So then you've got scent. You know, visual and the sound. So, you know, I threw it one day with Bob Morris, and he's like, what are you throwing, a cork? And then after a while, he's like, I want one of those, you know. So it throwing that voodoo shrimp on it works really, because everything eats shrimp. So, you know, and you get the movement of it, especially when, when it slows up, when the bite gets slow and you have to pound and pound and pound to find them sometimes, especially in the summertime. You can go right down those grass lines at high tide. And if there's a fish in there and he hears that or whatever, a lot of times they'll come out. You can see the grass moving with the red coming out. It's like throwing a topwater plug.
Now, you see the videos with guys like over in Louisiana and stuff. I mean, they're continually popping that that cork. Do you do that? I don't usually pop them that often?
I usually change the cadence up a lot. I'll try to figure out what they want. Sometimes on the redfish, they want a ka-tunk and then let it sit there for a second.
Yeah.
You know, trout, you know, sometimes you got to work it faster. I mean, if you play around with it a little bit, a lot of times you'll figure out, you know, the differences. And that's one of the reasons, you know, that I like that weighted one, because I can throw it so much further and cover so much more ground. And I'll work it all the way back to the boat, because they'll hit it. You know how trout are. And reds, they'll follow it all the way to the boat and eat it.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, the flounder bites good on it too, you know, and the tarpon. There's a little tarpon, you can put it on that and work them too, and they'll come up and look at it, and then they see that fall of that bait after, like, something's tried to eat it.
Yeah, because when you pop it, it's going to jerk it up and, you know, let it fall down.
So it's nice. Good job on that one, Rob.
Thank you, sir. It was you and Leon that horsewhipped me into making you something that was better than what was on the market. So
yeah. Well, I mean, even the fact that he took, and this is the attention to detail I like, he put shrink wrap where the wires connect, so you don't catch the line on that twist.
Yeah,
you know, a lot
the
of
wire
times,
twist.
Yeah, the wire twist, you'll catch your line on it.
Right.
So it's little
and
things
fray
like
your
that.
Line. Yeah, that'll fray your line, but especially if you've got it around that and a fish grabs it and you got that tension on it.
Well, if you make that long cast to get to that fish and then the cork's all messed up, it just kind of blows it out for you.
Yeah.
You know, so. You know, little things like that. I mean, even with his the spinning spoons he makes, he's done the same thing, put a rattle on those and uses a shrink wrap on those. And, it, you know, little things like that have made the lures that were out there better. His, you know, I find his better, especially the spinning spoon. It's a spoon that has a spinner blade on the back of it. And, you know, you can throw it up in the grass and work it, and it works perfect.
Got a single hook on it. Yeah.
So, you know, you're able to work it through the grass and get the, and they'll eat it in that thick grass. So, and even on the flats, when you can make that long cast, you know how far spoon casts, you know, even in the wind, you can get a good cast with it. So, but, well, we appreciate it, Rob.
Hey, Chipper, spinning spoon now comes with a rattle too.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling him how you put the rattle in with the shrink wrap on it. So,
right.
So you get a little bit more, you know, that clicking sound to it too. So.
Well, and I like that idea of the shrink wrap, Rob, on that leader, that wire leader, because you know, like I say, I've had some fish break off because I mean I don't know for sure, but I think that's why they broke it off.
Yeah,
just from seeing, because you can see how much line you have from the knot that's still on it. Because I mean, I've actually been able to, you know, a lot of times I'll have a jig head on another line when we're using those. Because if a fish does break it off and you see that cork moving, you can throw right in front of that cork, usually with a jig head, and it'll grab that metal leader.
Yeah.
Or it'll grab the line and slip up to the cork, and you can still get that fish back to the boat.
Yeah.
People get amazed when you do that, but if you can make a good cast and get it just over that, you know, just in front of that cork, but over the line, you can still get that fish and bring him back to the boat. People are like, God, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we pulled into a flat one time, Rob, and there was a Cajun Thunder that was in there. And I told these people, I said, the school ought to be in here, you know, somewhere right in here. And then I look up and I see this one Cajun Thunder, and it's just slowly moving. And I'm like, man, there's a fish on that. And they said, how can you tell? I said, well, the tide's going out and it's going up. There's no wind.
Yeah.
I said, there's something on that. And they said, well, he's not really, you know, flying around or pushing awake. I said, but there's a fish on there. So we eased up there, and I threw a jig across it, hooked it, gave it to one of my clients. You know, he fighting the fish. It was 24-inch red. But the thing about it is, when I got the jig on it and handed it to the client and he started pulling back on it, that fish moved. He was in the middle of that school, and there was just, I mean, like an explosion of water.
Wow.
And so then we were able to find, you know, after we got that fish in, we were able to fish that school too, because they settled back down. We got some out of there.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Rob. Happy New Year to you.
Well, that's what I called in for, is wish y'all Happy New Year, and also the fine users of my tackle out there in the world of fishing. Only the hardy are going to do it for the next week, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be rough the first of the week.
I think I'm going to go hunting.
Going to be cold and windy. But,
Captain Vic, you ought to come by and see me while everything's frozen.
Yeah, there you go. That might be a time I can take time to do that.
Right on.
All right.
We all have a happy new year and great show.
Thanks, Rob. All right, you take care. And we'll be back right after this.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities in Long Beach, California are puzzling over a deadly case of workplace violence. It killed two people, including the shooter. Police say an employee walked into a law firm and shot two men, killing one and injuring the other before fatally shooting himself. In Iran, hardliners have rallied to support the country's clerically overseen government. A spontaneous protest sparked by anger over the country's ailing economy, royal major cities in the Islamic Republic. The demonstrations today commemorate the mass 2009 pro-government rally, challenging those who rejected the re-election of the hardline president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, at the time, and it had been scheduled weeks earlier. However, they took on new importance after the economic protests began this week. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow lost 118 points to end the year 24,719. This is SRN News.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is a family-owned Daikin Comfort Pro and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyder Mann and Daikin. License number CAC 1813307.
I'm Clayton Bromberg of Underwoods. You know, we've sold fine quality diamonds for a long time and think that's important. If you drew a line with the poorest diamonds with the lowest prices to the left and the highest quality to the right, our diamonds are at the far right end. Once we know the weight, the grading factors of cut, color, and clarity have to be considered. And the one that's talked about the least but's the most important to us is the diamond's cut grade because it has huge implications on both price and beauty and thus value. I've bought diamonds for Underwoods for over 30 years, so I know what's out there, and the cut grade's not important to most diamond sellers. That's really been the Underwood difference, because beautifully cut diamonds result in the most important thing they can do. They bring a joy of owning and wearing a diamond not just today, but tomorrow and into the future. That's important to us and should be to you too, because nothing brings more joy than wearing a beautiful diamond from Underwoods. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
The way the Washington Post did it?
Well, this isn't a court, you know, Dre. It's not innocent until proven guilty. We get to draw our own conclusions. No, but apparently we don't get to draw our own conclusions. You either draw the conclusion that the Washington Post wants you to draw, that Mitt Romney wants you to draw, that John McCain wants you to draw, and all the left wants you to draw, or you don't have a right to your own conclusion.
Mark Levin. On Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Roads are pretty much back to normal this morning. As for the weather, well, it's wintry out. Cloudy today, high near 60. Wintry for Florida, okay? Clear tonight, lows 39. Sunny on Sunday, high 58 for New Year's Eve, 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low of 42, and a 30% chance of showers for New Year's Day, cloudy, high 48. Still 46 at AM 600, WBOB.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today.
Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and I want to remind everybody that, you know, they may even have a open snapper season in July of this next year. So hopefully, of course, everybody always talks about, you know, July, there's no wind and, you know, it's really hot and everything. But actually, that'd be great, you know. I mean, to have like 1 foot or less seas to get out there and catch some snapper, because even though it's hot, there's so many snapper out there that bite in the summertime. I mean, they always do.
Catching them trolling for kingfish last year, you know.
Flat lines at surface. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know. So, I'm kind of, you know, looking, hopefully, that they'll do that and let people get out there and do that, you know.
Yeah, it'd be a good time to be able to do it instead of
November.
Here, we're going to throw it on you right in the middle of the gale season. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, when we have all those nor'easters, we're going to open up the snapper for you. When you got 10-foot seas and nobody can go out. That way they can protect their overfishing.
I hear you there.
Whatever they call it, but it's just crazy. But, you know, if they do open it in July, I mean, I'd love to see them open it in, you know, June and July.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it'd be great, you know, to allow these people to go out there. I know I don't go out there after them or whatever, but you were telling me about the federal permits. I guess that's for red snapper too, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure on the exact the way things exactly are there, but I know that you have to charter, you have to do things a little bit different, you know. So, yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Brian a while ago, that he's back now from the Texas hunting trip. How's it going, Brian?
It's a little hooker thing.
It's a little hooker thing.
So you heard him say that, huh?
Yeah, I heard y'all boys this morning. I was running. I'm out here in this cold, cold, crisp morning.
Oh, yeah, I'll be out there in a little while.
I don't know. We made a pretty big run this morning. I tried a couple spots in the river. Didn't find no trout.
Hey, Brian.
Are we losing you?
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You must be holding a ride with the phone to your ear trying to make a cast.
No, that's too much. I'll drop the phone in the wrong one.
Yeah.
I'll let my cousin Chris cast while I'll let him catch up anyway.
There you go.
Okay. Have you caught any this morning?
No, that's what I was saying. I ran to the river this morning early, and they weren't there, so I made a run back to some creeks where I usually catch some trout this time of year. Usually January is really when it fires off back here, but I've come in here a little bit early and see if they're here.
There's been some nice ones down in Sisters area.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Well, at least you're going out today and not going like Monday.
No, and that's it. I started looking at the weather, you know, who's going to mess with it, and then, you know, I started looking at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and it just
looked
ridiculous again.
I know.
I think we should go fish the Buckman on Wednesday. What do you think? When it's about 8 foot in the river.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're talking 10 plus seas, you know, for like Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, and like I said, growing up as a kid, that was a stretch of river we used to run, but that's a nasty stretch of river, buddy. You let a northeast wind roll through there, it gets nasty.
Mm-hmm.
On that, from Ortega all the way to, you know, the Buckman past NAS and stuff. You know, we used to get hung up out there all the time.
Yeah, I grew up over there, so running across that river in a John boat when I was a kid at times was kind of treacherous.
I've crossed the bridge and seen it out there and thought, oh my gosh, there ain't no way I'd want to be out there. You know, I mean, on some of those days where you got, I mean, it will literally, like you say, get up 6 foot out there.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid. Yeah, no, I used to cry as a kid. And when I tell you cry, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, I would cry my eyes out going, I would be so scared.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, just putting it in the wind. He didn't care about me. He's like, you better hang on, son.
We're going fishing. Hang on.
Yeah, yeah. There's many encounters down there for sure.
I was watching a thing the other night on TV about the Great Lakes, where they were hunting for this particular ship that sunk in the Great Lakes. And I just was amazed. I mean, I've never been to the Great Lakes, but I was amazed at, they were talking 40 to 50 foot waves mm-hmm. in the Great Lakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
And they were showing, you know, some on video, some of the wave action that was there. And it was like watching the Deadliest Catch.
Mm-hmm.
And these huge ships were just having problems.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just cannot imagine trying to fish that area up there like that.
No, it gets crazy. It's just like, you know, the four people that went out of Mayport the other day, and it was 40 hours out there. I don't know, I think they were 20 miles offshore or whatever, but, you know, they were in 20-foot seas. Man, I couldn't even imagine that.
No.
Stranded, no motor. I've been in some pretty bad stuff, but nothing like that, especially with no power.
Yeah, they said they were anchored, too, which is kind of, you know, when you got that big of seas, that's kind of dangerous in a way. But
exactly.
I mean, you ought to have a sea anchor or something. I mean, even in my boat, I have a sea anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, you know,
right.
Because, I mean, you throw that thing out there, keep your bow into the waves, you know what I mean, to be able to, you know, maneuver, because you don't want that boat turning sideways in seas like that, you know.
No, absolutely not.
So how cold is it out there right now, Brian?
Right now it's actually pretty good. As long as you don't run, and we're kind of tucked in behind a tree line, kind of, and the wind ain't really on us, so it's pretty comfortable right now. Now, first thing this morning, running the river, it was pretty cold, but
yeah,
you know, we're bundled up pretty good for sure.
I was bundled up yesterday, but let me tell you, when you know, I cannot fish with gloves on. I just can't do it, you know. And took my gloves off, my fingertips was hurting so bad. I mean, it's just that quick, you know.
Oh yeah.
And then you put your gloves on to start running again, and I mean, they were still hurting even though they were in the gloves, but they were still hurting, you know. But let me tell you, use those hot hands.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I use them all in Texas. I didn't bring none with me here this morning, but I have my little pouch for sure. But you know, running, I got my gloves on, and then whenever I come to cast, I try to cast, especially throwing a bait caster. It's just a pain in the butt with a pair of gloves on. You can't feel nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's all about feeling.
It sure is. I know. I just cannot. I've tried different gloves over the years, and I just cannot fish with gloves on. I mean, even the ones with the fingers cut out, I can do somewhat, but still just not the same.
Right.
You
know.
It makes a big difference.
Definitely. I can't get used to it. So I guess I just have to have my freezing cold hands. But I guess when I get up Vic's age, I guess they'll be a little colder. You know, them working man hands.
Well, I tell you, man, it's gonna, you know, you get that circulation. As long as you can keep that circulation in them, you're all right, I think. But boy, I tell you, at times, that's why I was kind of hoping we wouldn't have too bad of a winter. You know. Here in Northeast Florida like that, you can never tell. I mean, we could have a mild winter and you know, be great. But, boy, on those freezing days, it's like, man. I mean, in the summertime when it was July and August, you know, I just couldn't wait till the weather cooled down and the water cooled down. But now it's like, okay, not this cold.
Yeah, not this week.
Right. No, and I'm with you on that. But and what makes it worse is that dang wind, man.
It's,
when you mix that cold with that wind, especially – you know, yesterday, the day before, that mist and old rain, I didn't do nothing besides lay in the couch. I'll be dead honest with you.
I was hoping that picture you posted with you and your son was from the other day. I was like, flounder back.
No, I was just scrolling through and thought it was a good picture. And
that was an awesome picture.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And he chickened out on me this morning, so I'm pretty mad at him.
Hey, he either chickened out or he was the smart one. Yeah.
we ain't put a fish in the boat yet, so he's probably smart.
Yeah, right.
Well, I know when I backed that boat in yesterday in the yard, the first thing I did was go inside the house. I didn't even rinse the boat or wash it or flush the motor or nothing for a couple hours.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. I can't believe you were y'all managed to go out in that sun yesterday.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, I canceled and stayed home.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like I said, it was good listening to y'all show this morning. I'll let y'all get back to it, and well, I'm sure we'll see each other here pretty soon on the water or something.
All right, and Be sure to check out Little Hooker's Clothing and Accessories at LILHookerClothing.com. That's LIL Hooker, not LITTLE. Little Hooker.
That's correct.
Clothing.com.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate everything, guys.
All right, Brian.
Have a great one. Happy New Year, Brian.
Appreciate
you. Same to you guys.
Appreciate you sponsoring us, Brian, and keeping us on the air.
Yes, sir. No problem.
All right, buddy. We're going to have you back in here as soon as you get a chance now, okay?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right, Brian. Good luck today.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be back right after this.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida. If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. If you don't have a boat, Browns has the finest docks to fish from. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the wizard of the waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. We got Captain Chip Wingo here. His number is 614-4989. It's 614-4989. Or check out his website, fishdeflats.com.
So we've been trying to fish now together for almost 2 years. And I think the day we finally get to go fish, it's going to be blowing 30 knots.
Probably.
Yeah. You know, and raining sideways.
Mm-hmm.
It'll probably be...
Actually, you know, Eddie Cavler and I have been talking about fishing for probably at least 3 years.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, and, but I mean, that's the thing. It's like I'm usually working, or if you have to cancel a charter, like we're probably going to have to cancel Tuesday and Wednesday, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, may or may not depends, you know, that's so far ahead. I mean, the weather can change and the forecast could change, but, when people have jobs and stuff, you know, I like to give them a heads up ahead of time so we can kind of keep an eye on it, you know?
Yeah.
And, I don't know if he's on vacation during that week, but being this after New Year's, he may not be. He may just be taking. But Troy hadn't fished with me now in a couple of years. He's been so busy, and he's in construction. And they've been so busy that he hadn't been able to fish with me in a while. He used to go with me quite a bit, and just loves to fish the jetties out there.
Yeah.
And that day is not going to be a jetty day at 10-foot seas.
Yeah. Oh man, it won't be a river day or a creek day, or you know, when it's blowing that hard.
Yeah, gale force gust.
Yeah, I remember when I was fishing a lot of tournaments, it seemed like every tournament we got would be blowing 100 miles an hour, raining sideways or cold. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's when the guys who win those, you know, that they're good fishermen, or they're just have a lot of stamina to be able to put up with that kind of weather.
You know. I remember Will, this friend of mine, Will Smith, and he's a retired policeman, and myself, we were going to fish all the ISA tournaments that year, and this is before I started doing the radio show, but anyway, we were, you know, because they have their tournaments on Saturdays, and we got out to Sisters Creek one day, and that's where the tournament was out of, and the rain was raining so hard, and, you know, we rode together out there, of course, and got out there. And I was like, well, I'm not going to watch the boat. Surely they're not going to do this. I mean, the wind's blowing like 20 knots. It's raining. I mean, just pouring down. You know, we get out there, and all of a sudden people are launching their boats, you know, and everything. And I talked to a couple of guys. I said, they're really going to hold this off. I mean, it's to another day, aren't they? Oh, no, we're fishing it. We're fishing it. So the majority of them voted to fish it. Some of them went back home.
Yeah.
And I asked Will what he wanted to do, and he goes, I guess, you know, we'll fish it. We, you know, you've been on some trout. Let's fish it. So we got out there and started throwing the lures, and you couldn't see where they landed. That's how hard it was raining. I mean, you literally couldn't see where they landed.
Yeah.
And I was trying to stay way back off the grass and all that. And then we caught some fish, but oh boy, that was a miserable day. Let's get Chris on. Morning, Chris.
How you doing, man?
All right. How about you?
Pretty good. Chris, we're having jigs. Just figured I'd give you guys a shout.
Well, good, Chris. I appreciate it. Glad you did. You doing all right?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. How's the sheephead doing right now? I ain't been in a while.
I tell you, I haven't fished for him this week. But,
is that right?
No, I haven't fished for him this week at all. Matter of fact, I mean, because of some of the days, you know, have been so bad. But I think, we just stayed in the creeks on Wednesday, you know, just staying, you know, concentrating on redfish because the wind was blowing so bad. But, but I see you've been on some nice trout,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you've been on some nice fish.
You know, just picking up a few nice fish here and there. Nothing to brag about, not like these other guys. but you know, keeping the lines tight, that's for sure.
Well, that's the way to do it, too. But anyway, yeah, I've been seeing you've been doing pretty good on them, actually. I mean, it looks like you've gotten some nice, you know, solid fish.
Yeah, so they're onesie twosies. Nothing real thick right now, like, you know, I'm used to this time of year.
Yeah, and I'm looking for them big ones again. We got a real nice one, I think beginning of last week, but that's all we got was one for some reason. It was kind of weird. And you think this time of the year there'd be, you know, the larger fish. What I'm talking about larger is not the 12, 13, 14 inches, but the, you know, the 18, 19, 20. You know, usually you'd figure they're schooled up pretty good, but I didn't couldn't find them that day. We went out and knocked one off, a real nice one right off the bat, and then that was it.
We're having the same problem north of you, so, you know, it's not like we're, you know, just back-to-back, just banging them out, but a good bite going on. You know, you just have to dig for them, that's all.
I haven't been able to go to the jetties and sheephead fish, you know, in probably, I don't know, 2 weeks now, or? Week and a half, 2 weeks. So I don't know with this water temperature. I know it dropped down from about 62 degrees down to 57. And are you out there today?
We're heading out right now. We had to get the frost off the truck before we can go. Oh boy.
Yeah, I know Leon's been on a real good bite in the creeks with sheephead. He's been catching some big ones up 7-8 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and that's in the creeks.
Yeah, that's not you know, that's typical for me. You know, I think Mom caught one last year that was about 11 in the creeks.
That's awesome!
Wow, yeah.
Nice.
But anyhow, I just wanted to give you guys a call. tell you that we hear you loud and clear out here in Florida.
Awesome.
Y'all stay warm. You ready to catch some fish? I'm hoping that we can get some good weather after all this stuff clears out this week.
Yeah, you're not too far from me. I'm out there in Dinsmore.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
But good luck
to you.
I know
you're a busy man, so we can't never get hooked up.
Yeah, I try to stay busy, but I tell you, it looks like this coming week's not going to be very busy.
Yeah, I hear you. That's what I'm saying. Hopefully after all this clears out, we'll get something going.
Yeah, I think so, too. I just can't wait to get out there and get on the sheephead because, I mean, as long as this water temperature don't get, another 3 or 4 degrees colder, and when we have the freezes coming up at the end of next week, I know it's supposed to freeze 1 or 2 mornings, but or nights, whatever you call it. But if the wind blows during that period of time, it might drop it some more. But I'm hoping it's going to kind of even out, level out to about this temperature, and maybe not get any colder. Maybe even get 1 or 2 degrees warmer. Should keep them fired up. I know they've been catching them at Fernandina jetties, hadn't they?
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
It's they're not stacked up.
Right. Yeah, not normal for this time of the year, really.
Yeah.
I know some people told me the sheephead, slows down for them the latter part of December, but I've always done good in December.
Yeah, you catch fish right on through. I think it's just, they're not typically where they normally catch them, so it just throws everybody off, that's all.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times you have to look at the depth of the water, even if you're fishing the jetties, sometimes they're in 6 to 8 foot of water, sometimes they're in 16 to 20 feet of water. And, once you find that level of where they're at in there, I think that's when you start catching them.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
But anyhow, I'm not going to take up too much more of your time.
Well, good luck.
You guys have a happy new year.
Thank you.
Good out here and love hearing you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And happy new year to you too, Chris. Good to hear from you.
All right. Take it easy.
You too. And, this sounds like, quite a few people are probably going to be out there today, especially after the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be as bad as, I think once the sun gets up, I tell you what, even when it's cold, when that sun comes out, it just makes you feel better.
Oh, yeah. You get that warm feeling. You're like, oh, this isn't too bad. So
you can have a jacket on, a thick jacket and all that. But when that sun comes out, it's almost like you feel it even through the jacket. You know what I mean? It just makes you feel better.
This show goes by so fast.
It does.
Boom.
It does. It really does. Yep. Only got a few more minutes left here. Kind of surprised we didn't hear from Taylor this morning.
Yep.
Because maybe he's not out there, fishing or whatever. But I want to tell everybody out there, Happy New Year. And I hope 2018 becomes a great year for most of the people out there. And or for all the people out there. But, I know some of the people don't like our present situation there in the White House and all that stuff, but I think this next year is going to turn out to be quite a better year for us.
I'm looking forward to next year, and thank you to all the clients and friends I had this year that helped us get to where we are and do the things we do, and we've been blessed. I can say that much.
Definitely. I mean, to be able to do this for a living is great. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I enjoy watching people catch nice fish and all. I want to thank Frontline Insurance. I want to thank all of our sponsors, but Frontline Insurance, I want to thank them for coming in and being able to keep me on the air and keeping our show going good. So, thank you to Lanier and Ed Porter for doing that. I appreciate it so much. And Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Leon, I hope you enjoyed that dream.
That dream?
Yeah.
from getting to sleep late this morning?
Yeah, we'll get him later next week on that one.
Well, tune us in next week. Same time, same channel. And we'll be back next week. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.